Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. Little e-news goes out every few weeks, keep you up to date with what's happening in the Hunter Read. I tell you what, it's a great day to be live, and you're going to love my special guest today, Ben Cousin, fantastic CEO of Rema.
It sure is, yeah, and as much a surprise to you as it is to me, Rick, but I'm still here.
Are you so, sometimes I'm very surprised where I find myself sometimes and the rooms I'm in and the people I meet. I'm thinking, my gosh, this guy is a bit of a rat bag at school.
Yeah.
Not you, me.
No, I can relate.
So you find yourself surprised in this, just with that comment?
Yeah, absolutely. I genuinely never set out to do this. And so that surprises me.
Yeah.
I say to anyone who asks that the only thing I intentionally chose was that I would follow the Lord wherever he would lead. And that led here. So, I'm surprised by it, but I'm always trying to get better.
That's interesting because I don't think, some people are very strategic in their goals and all that sort of stuff. I've fallen into everything.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like I kind of stumble ahead and the doors open up. And
you said just before we started, one of the things you do is you just say yes to stuff.
Say yes to too many things.
That's a good approach. You just say yes and you see where the Lord takes it, right? But, yeah.
Well, look, I feel that, the Lord will, he will order the steps. And if you keep moving, God can direct.
Yeah.
But if you're stationary, you're like a ship off the shore, anchored, just going around in circles.
And it's one of those ideas, I think, Christians, we do get ourselves caught up in circles when we talk about guidance and go, I need to spend, a month, six months, a year sitting down and really thinking about it. But actually, when you know that you're following biblical principles, you're getting sage advice, you're sober-minded, say yes, the Spirit of God lives in you.
Yeah.
And, Ecclesiastes says, cast your bread upon the water. It may return to you, it may not. And I go, I'm just going to give it a shot. It may work out.
Yeah.
God's in control.
I feel that's how to do it. So if you're wondering about what the purpose of the Lord is for your life, my suggestion is you're right in it.
Yeah.
And just keep moving. I love what Phil Pringle says. God moves in your moving.
I like that.
And it's difficult for him to move if you're not moving.
That's right.
But anyway, that's a nice little intro. That's good, Ben. Well, here we are. Month of June, big month for Rema.
Yep.
The month of generosity. The station is it 40 years old this year?
40 years this year, 1985 to 2025. Yeah.
40 years old, almost as old as you.
Just a bit older than.
That's amazing.
One year, 40 years
is astonishing. And, it's great reflection because, it's not, back then it's not what it is today.
No, that's right.
But it started out of just somebody moving on a hunch, on a prompt of the Lord. Oh, gee, Christian radio would be good in Abbott in the region.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't think we've departed too much from that. Like the heart of the organisation is still the same. We were founded by people who wanted a voice in the region communicating Christ, both for the growth of believers and calling other people to the kingdom. And that's what we've always been about, and that's what we continue to be about today, which is great. But you're right, June is a big month. It's changed quite a lot.
Yep.
I actually don't know what the target amount was for our first June appeal.
That would be interesting to find that out.
It would be. Could have been.
I don't reckon it was anything like it is today.
No, it's gone up a bit. But all of it genuinely goes back into the organisation and builds for the future. And part of that challenge is now we ask for so much more, but it's never just to cover our costs for today. It's actually to keep planning for the future and building a more resilient organisation.
Yeah. So what is it, 700,000?
700,000.
For this month?
Yeah.
For this month. Well, that's doable.
And
somebody could write out a cheque just for that.
Hey, if you're listening.
I don't know many people that write out checks anymore, but anyway.
You never deposits. Know. You could come into inheritance and you know, and tax deductibility is a great thing, but...
It'd be great to have a future fund, you know, that somebody, you know, somebody with capacity could just put $1 million aside, you know, that generates a bit of money.
Absolutely.
And just takes some of the burden out of this annual fundraising deal.
The treadmill, I like to call it.
Yeah, I'm in it.
but the theme this year, Rick, I think you'll like, we're calling it For the Good.
For the Good.
And so we're saying GREMA is here for the good of our community, for the good of our neighbours, for the good of our family and friends. Yep. For the good of our region, which is why I love partnering with you. And, you know, you're doing so many good works through Kingdom Works and right around the region. And so that's where we get to hang out and talk about what's going on. And
very good.
I love doing it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good works.
God's doing good,
for the
right?
good. Yeah. For the good of it all. Mm. He is. He's in control. He still sits on the throne. Jesus is still Lord. And even when life is a bit crazy and things seem like they're out of control, I mean, you just got to watch the news.
Well, and I was going to say,
see some reels coming through on your socials.
We tend to freak out as people when we see what's going on in big, big politics and things around the world. But actually, even closer to home, I mean, for yourself, you're going through some stuff in your family right now that is harrowing and hard. But I'm really encouraged to see your trust in the Lord and Sue's trust in the Lord. And
Yeah. Well, you got to trust in the Lord. Now, that's the call.
Yeah.
Follow him. Put your trust in him, not in your circumstances, your situations, not in your employment, not in your bank account, not in other people, but in him.
Amen.
And that's where you'll find life and life to the full.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, CEO of REMA, Ben Kurzian. And it's great to have you here. And so going into this month, obviously, and concluding, REMA-thon is a big week. Which is, what week is that in June?
Well, we've actually put it in the middle. So
in the middle of June.
When are we
almost next
air?
Week.
Yeah, 2 weeks, kind of 1.5 weeks from here in this combo. So the 16th through the 20th is our REMA-thon week, where you'll hear, if you tune in, that's kind of our wall-to-wall, everyone's talking about the appeal all day, and really trying to get us over the line. But it's hard, Rick, because I think it's one of those things people ask, gee, if I ever became CEO of REMA, I'd stop all this asking for money that they do. It's a waste of time. Okay, that I would love to do that. If we stopped doing that, we literally would stop being on air. And so we do it, but we do it in a contained space for the month of June. And then we go, we're not going to ask you again until our November appeal, for example. Because we recognise it's not fun. No one wants to do it, but it's a necessary part of what we do. And we're trying to make it fun. We're actually trying to make it engaging.
I've got a few hats and you've got to raise funds. I love asking for people. Because people, I feel we were created for good stuff, created to do great things.
Yep.
And part of that's generosity. You know, part of having a generous spirit, a generous attitude, generous with our, not just with our finances, although yes, but with our possessions and our skills, our talent, and our time. You know, that life of generosity flows into this thing. And actually, I the other day I met with our elders. Actually, our church is going to commit a little sum of money to REMA for their appeal this year. I'd encourage all of you to consider that in your church and let your church folk know through whatever means you have of communication, whether it be from the pulpit or in your e-newsers, whatever it is. And there you go.
Thank you, Rick. That's very kind.
Of course, that wasn't even prompted, that one.
No, not at all. And you're right. And what you said really resonates, because we try and talk about internally here that it's not about us. It's actually about this season when we're inviting people to give. It's an act of obedience between people and God. And part of that journey that God's got every individual on to go, God wants us to have generous hearts. And so if you feel compelled, it's not then Ben doing an ask or REMA doing an ask. It's actually between you and God and going, if we are the vehicle that you want to choose this year to donate through and show your obedience to the Lord that way, then hey, let's all grow together in our maturity, in our walk as believers. And this is part of
that. Now, I generosity is a key part of the Christian life, actually. I've got no doubt some of the things I'm doing now is a result of the generosity that we've tried to exercise in faith through life. Absolutely. I've got some crazy stories about all that. absolutely mind-blowing, but I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So good.
It's good. So so that's all this month. That's coming up, and yes. It's on air right now. And just encourage you to participate in that. Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, that was a great morning.
Such a good morning.
That was a great morning.
Yeah, always fun to get out and about and see so many wonderful people right across the region.
Yeah.
Praising God together, praying together, and to have the civic leaders there. It's always such a...
Yeah, new Lord Mayor, Ross Carriage.
Praying for him.
Yeah, pray for him. pray for peace in the chamber and goodwill. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, but politics is a very divisive little world, that one.
Isn't it a privilege?
At its core.
to be in a Christian environment.
I remember having a couple of parties ring, Rick, we want you to run. We want... No, thank you.
Let them do their thing.
Go for that one.
Yeah.
But it's been great. A lot of generosity in the room, which is always a good thing. Great to have the Brekkie crew on.
Yeah.
What is it, Fresh Start?
They love it, the Fresh Start.
Fresh
Aaron
Start.
And Chloe and their fresh. Listeners, the Fresh Starters.
Tell you what, it's getting a bit cool each morning. It's a bit fresh. It'll be Fresh Start for them.
I wouldn't want to be that. I'm not a breakfast announcer by choice.
Exactly. I'd be a late evening announcer if I ever got a gig.
Yep.
But anyway, I probably wouldn't pass the interview. Got a good head for radio.
Yeah, sure. Got a bit of competition.
There's some great unity happening around. You're connected with a lot of folk, and as well, you know, what would it look like for the region to be blessed by the Lord? You know, what would that look like? I mean, we are blessed. It's a blessed region with its natural resources and natural beauty.
Yep.
You know, the beaches, the lake, the Port Stephens, the vineyards. It's just all magnificent, really. It's like heaven on earth.
Yep.
In some respects, with its natural beauty, and obviously there's a lot of pain in the city as well.
Yep.
In the streets and lanes and homes, it's a lot of challenges. But what would it look like for the region to be blessed? To be more than enough.
What a question.
More than enough. I think the abundance of the Lord, which is the theme of the Lord Mayor's Brekkie, abundance of provision of the Lord would be overflowing. Yeah. You probably wouldn't be asking for $700,000, although you might be. I think it's a great stretch for us to do that sort of thing. But what would it look like? The abundance of the Lord. What would a blessing of God resting on a region look like?
Gee, it's a good question. And I think we need to spend a lot of time actually just sitting in prayer with that question before the Lord and going, Lord, what are your plans? What are your purposes? Because many of the plans in a human heart, right? But God directs it. But when you think about it, I mean, I think what you're asking then is, what is God's ultimate plan and purpose for mankind? And we know that because in his Bible, he tells us it's that you might know life in Jesus and then ultimately become part of his kingdom, which will be the eternal reality. And we get to enjoy some of the fruits of that now by living as kingdom people.
Yep.
We also face challenges because we are aliens and strangers in this world, and our citizenship is not of this world, but we also are called to, you know, make peace and reach people with the good news of Jesus. So it's a bit twofold, but I think when you say, what does it look like for God to bless? Well, we just want to see more people enjoying fellowship with the Lord, because we actually believe that that is the best life. We use the language here at Rhema of, why do we exist? Well, we exist to help people live fully alive through connection to Jesus and one another. And we truly believe that we are at our best when we are finding life in Jesus. So whatever social, we can talk about homelessness, we can talk about suicide, youth suicide, we can talk about mental health issues, we can talk about so many societal ills. And of course, our heart, your heart, you know, we want to see people freed and released from those things and health. However, the deeper problem that still exists is the problem of the human heart. And that's the one we want to really address.
And even when we come to Christ, the heart issue is a big thing, you know, throughout the scriptures, you know, their hearts were hardened, you know. And so what does it like to have soft hearts? I mean, Peter McHugh refers to us living with a disordered heart.
Yeah,
it's a good phrase, affected by pain or grief or, you know, whatever it is. But really, I mean, what was really cool just recently for us to hear about a couple of church plants that are happening. What a joy. I think it was a new Anglican church, a plant in a church out at Wall's End.
Yeah, they're calling it the Foundry.
So the Foundry.
Keep an eye out for that.
Was it West Wall's End?
And Lysander, yeah.
Lysander and Lorinda Lawrence
Newvine.
From Newvine.
Yeah.
They're planting the church out. Well, that's great. Well, more churches. That's just good news. We can all celebrate that. There's no competition in that.
No, no. Well, let's, to be honest, sometimes people go, oh, this church is being planted in this region, but there's plenty of fish.
And we need more churches.
We need more churches.
Absolutely.
There's room enough for everyone.
Hey, Ben, it's been great having you on the program, mate. Well done to you guys, the team here at REMA, doing a great job. It's always great to have you on the
program. Thank you, Rick. I really, genuinely, I enjoy tuning in on a Friday morning and hearing your show, so you're doing great work.
There you go. That's a good plug. Hey, it's really been great being with you again, too.
Yeah.
Looking forward to joining again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on REMA FM.